The information presented is for informational purposes only. The opinions expressed are not necessarily the opinions of any Daikin company. This information should not be confused for accounting, legal, medical, or other professional advice. Please seek advice from a qualified professional for any specific questions.
Welcome to the Accelerated HVAC Success. My name is Ben Middleton. I'm the National Sales Training Manager for the Goodman, Amana, and Daikin brands. Today, we're joined here with Jillian Gaskins. She is the National Sales Trainer for Dealer Development. Jillian, thank you so much for joining us.
I'm happy to be here. Thank you for your time.
So, Jillian, the first question we ask everybody that comes on the show, how in the world did you find yourself in the HVAC industry?
That's a great question. I originally was in economic development. And then a recruiter reached out to me from EGIA, Electric Gas Industries Association, and I ended up working as the Optimus Program Manager. So that's financing made easy. It's for all sorts of energy efficient home improvement. And that's how I got into HVAC.
Well, that's super exciting. So I'm sure you had an opportunity to meet with a lot of HVAC contractors working with EGIA. And now you've been on board with Daikin for how long?
Oh, about 4 months.
About 4 months. Okay. Yes. So in that 4 months, you have been overseeing the transformation of the HVAC Learning Campus.
I certainly have.
and seeing how we go, how we make tools easier for contractors to access training and all of the great educational tools that we have available. So what we have in front of us right here is the HVAC Learning Campus catalog, which any contractor can go onto the website and download the PDF version of this, or they can ask a territory sales manager to get them a hard copy if they want a hard copy as well.
Yes, and that's at the www.hvaclearningcampus.com.
Okay, so let's get into it. What is the HVAC Learning Campus?
It's your one-stop shop for the source of truth of everything training, every sort of event that's going on in the area, so you and your team are prepared for the future. What's to come?
So we know there's a lot of change that's happening on in the industry right now.
Yes, there certainly is.
So it seems like change is not slowing down. It's just getting faster and faster and faster.
Yes.
If we open up the catalog here and we take a look, we can see that there's a couple of reasons why a contractor should be thinking about training and educating their team. What are some of the biggest reasons that you hear that contractors are looking for training?
Well, some of the biggest reasons are just making sure that their staff are ready to install something correctly the first time, going out and making sure that they have the persona that's needed, right? When you're going into the home, are you friendly? Are you approachable? Are you representing the brand well? And making sure that not just from the technician side of things, but also as a business owner, are you familiar with your finances and your financing? Are you familiar with all the different resources available at your fingertips to make sure that you are the most efficient business owner out there?
Okay. Your background being in just economic development really brings an interesting perspective to the HVAC industry. What are some things that you're seeing in small business and, things that are impacting a lot of the small businesses in North America today?
I would say the primary issue that a lot of business owners are facing is just a lack of educated staffing, right? So you can get somebody, but how do you retain them, right? How do you make sure that you can get them up to speed as quickly as possible? That way they're profitable for you. And I think one of the great ways to do that is right here through training, making sure that it's approved and is of the top quality that you need.
Hmm. So I'm just going to go through these top 8 reasons that a business owner should be looking at training today. And number 1 is to stay informed of industry changes. What are some of the industry changes that you are seeing going on right now specific to HVAC?
Well, one of the biggest ones is a change in refrigerants. Mm-hmm. Everybody has an opinion there.
Yes.
I think it's really amazing how Daikin has chosen to go with R32, 230 million installations worldwide, and it truly is, it's proven. It's easy, it's efficient, and is what we really stand by. But this is not the only change that we've seen recently. We've seen the change from SEER 1 to SEER 2.
Mm-hmm.
And as we look towards the future, we're looking at inverterization. So there's always going to be a new change on the horizon.
There's electrification.
Absolutely.
Heat pumps right now.
Yes.
You've been working on a big project with PNNL.
Yes. Yeah.
So, you know, the next thing we look at is technology has been changing quite a bit too. So the number two is stay current with the industry's latest technological developments. What are some of the things you're seeing, some trends in technology and how that's impacting small businesses?
Digital marketing is huge. Making sure that you have a website. As elementary as it sounds, you would be so surprised by how many dealers we speak to that still don't have one. And making sure that they have that online presence, having the ability to pay in different ways, things like that you wouldn't necessarily think of. Also, with the onset of AI and using that to your advantage, you can use that in marketing, right? You have this idea, I'm not a very good writer, but AI will get it started for me. And then I can, of course, go through with my little red ink and make it personalized.
Absolutely.
But it's fantastic. Very helpful.
So competition, that landscape is changing. You have a lot of private equity that's coming into the space right now. We see a lot of trends just with consolidation within in different local and regional markets that are happening right now. So what are some ways that contractors can stay ahead of competitors?
I think just being aware of your resources is what's most important, making sure that you're aware of everything that's happening. I know that a lot of contractors right now in this season are concerned about the political landscape, just making sure that they're aware of any government regulations that are upcoming, making sure that they're prepared for that, making sure that, of course, they have good training, right? Making sure that anything that is going on by even listening to a podcast like this, you might pick up some information that you weren't previously aware of that could be a tremendous asset to you and your team.
So number four is identify and reduce weaknesses and skill gaps. So we see a lot of brain drain happening in our industry right now, as well as just much more demand. And so how do you identify those skill gaps, and then how do you close those skill gaps?
I think one of the greatest ways to do that is actually through one of our partners, through Interplay Learning.
Mm.
I would have them have a couple of courses that they set up, even if they're, I wouldn't say very well seasoned, but relatively new, have them go through some of those courses, and there's quizzes within there, and you can identify immediately, oh, hey, we've noticed that maybe it's a problem with hooking up some wires or something like that. So let's really dig into that and make sure that we understand where the problem is so we can fix the problem.
And then we work with another partner as well, XOI.
Yes.
And so with that brain drain, you can actually record and you know, document all of that knowledge and make sure that that knowledge stays within the organization.
Absolutely. All these great partnerships. It's truly amazing what Daikin can do.
And so then we get into number five, just maintaining knowledge and skills. Tell me a little bit more about that.
Well, it's one of the classic phrases, right? Mm-hmm. If you don't use it, you lose it.
Mm-hmm.
So go to the events, go to the summits, and make sure that you're talking with your peers. Make sure that you're connected with the community, not just your community that you're selling to, right? Mm-hmm. But even with your competitors, you might learn something from somebody else who's in a different region from you, or might have access to a different knowledge set or a different background from you. And perspective is everything.
You know, I think so often contractors, the business owner, the life of a business owner, you can feel like you're on an island.
Yes.
You don't have anywhere to go, but you know, it's so important to get together. And I've always said this in any training event, yes, the content is good, but it's those networking opportunities where you get to talk to peers and, you know, you get the reminder of, you know what, we did that 3 or 4 years ago. I don't know why we stopped doing it.
Right.
But we need to get back to the basics. We need to do that stuff again and again. The next is, you know, using learning and providing an incentive to your employees for them to be able to get better. I think we've all heard the saying that you might train your people and they might leave, or you could not train them and they might stay.
Yeah.
So what sort of incentives do you see that a business owner can utilize to incentivize their people to engage in training and learn more?
Well, I think it starts with really understanding your employees. At the end of the day, figure out, get to know them as best as you can. What drives them, right? Is it spending time with family? Maybe they have some young ones, and maybe it's having that flexible schedule. Maybe if you could have a sort of a program where if they perform well, then they have a little bit more flexibility in choosing which hours they work or something like that. But there's tons of different ways to really get to know your employee and figure out what they really want. And then when it comes to training, say, hey, by doing this training program, we're actually going to see if it qualifies you to maybe go on one of the summits and represent our brand. But it really is based on how well you perform out in the field. And the best way to perform well out in the field is to start by training.
And then next one, if you are known as the business in your marketplace that is training and developing its people, that actually makes you attractive to new talent.
It does.
And so, you know, I will say at the supply houses, technicians talk.
Yes.
And so, you know, if your technicians are excited that they're being invested in, other people are going to hear that. And so that can help you attract the best talent that you have in that particular marketplace.
Absolutely.
What about increased job satisfaction and interpersonal growth? How does training tie into that?
Well, let's think about it from this perspective. If you are a university student, you're going through all this hard work, and at the end, you get your diploma, you walk across the stage. There's something about that that just feels good, right? So the same thing applies to any form of training. When you have that certification in your hands at the end of the day, this is building you up, right? What makes you feel like, not only do I have the experience, or I've been in the industry for maybe 5 years or so, but what gives me that little extra level of credibility, right? When I'm with a homeowner, I can say, oh yeah, I'm certified in these 10 or 15 or 20 different programs, and it really distinguishes you from the crowd.
You know, I've seen in several different shops that I've gone into over my career where they have these walls of all of these certificates that technicians have completed various different courses and training. Maybe it's their NATE certifications that they have, or, you know, it's another certification that they've earned. But those technicians covet having those certificates up on the wall that all of their peers can view and see. And it is that badge of honor, just like the badge of honor on the sleeves that many technicians wear.
Yes.
So the last one that we talk about, you know, we've increased the job satisfaction with all of this, you know, but how does this help in terms of just that brand loyalty for us? Because everybody has to ask, why in the world is Daikin investing all of this money in training? How does that help us as a manufacturer by providing all of these great workshops and tools to our dealer base?
At the end of the day, we really want our dealers to perform better than everybody else, right? And how can we make sure that that happens is through training, right? So if we have a whole set of technicians who are now bragging about the fact that, hey, you know, I have this badge of honor and I got this through Daikin, or I got this through the HVAC Learning Campus, isn't that amazing, right? It creates that buzz. And at the end of the day, who's at the center of that is the one who's performing those trainings.
Now, you and I have talked about live classroom training. It's been around for a long, long time. And a lot of people love, being able to network and being able to meet up with other people and being face-to-face. But today, not everybody has time to be able to access training and go to a scheduled event that is going to be live and in person. So what are some other things that you're working on right now to make training more accessible and more available, more in an on-demand type environment?
That's the key word right there, is on-demand. Yeah. We do have a section of the HVAC Learning Campus. If you go to training, you can click on on-demand and see a whole wealth of resources at your fingertips that are all remote. So one of the very cool things is, of course, if you have an Oculus at home, you can put that on and go into the virtual reality world and start working on some of those things yourself. Or if you're not really feeling like Oculus is for you, you can also do the same thing on your tablet, on even a smartphone or your laptop and go through those simulations as well. Of course, we do have standard webinars, but there's something for everyone depending on your learning style.
So we've got video, we've got simulation type based training. Where do you see training maybe going in the future? Are there some other things that you're looking at that maybe where people can connect with other people? Maybe Daikin's own metaverse?
Yes. One of the very cool things that the HVAC Learning Campus is working on is having those virtual networking events. So if you want to go to Dubai in virtual reality, you can do that. Or if you want to go to Vegas, there's a setting for that as well. And you can have the whole experience of holding your virtual cigar and walking about. I think it just really makes the setting a little bit more relaxed, right? When you're in a webinar with 30 different people, it's hard to unmute yourself and put your voice out there without feeling like, oh, I might be cutting someone off. Right. But in virtual reality, as you get closer to someone, they're the only voice that you hear as if it was real life. Right. So you can have those personal conversations, finish that one, move on to another group, and really have that networking experience.
One of the things I've noticed when people do go into that virtual world, everybody does, so to speak, have a mask on. They've created an avatar.
Right.
So inhibitions are a little bit less. People are willing to go out and do role play and try things a little bit more. But the one thing that we notice is there's just a ton of laughter.
Yes.
There's a lot of people laughing and it just having a genuinely good time. And so, you know, the biggest thing I would say to people is it may be a little bit scary at first, but everybody's kind of fumbling. The learning curve is pretty quick as far as how to navigate once you get in. And people, once they do get in, it is a whole new world for learning in that space.
Absolutely. Hey, networking is a really wonderful thing. We need to lean into that as a whole organization, as, you know, the industry itself. We need to learn from one another.
Well, and I think that's so key. In today's world, it is so easy to unfriend or block or to move, and we lose perspective.
Yeah.
And so the great thing about networking, whether it's live and in person or it's even in a metaverse type environment, is you do get that different perspectives. And that's really what stretches us and helps us learn more. So we've got a lot of topics that we cover. This catalog, it's not a thin catalog. There's a lot of courses. Last time I counted, I think there's over 200 different courses that are listed inside of this catalog. But let's start off with just kind of where you focus, which is on the business and sales training. So we have business and operations training. Tell me a little bit about that. Who's our audience? What are we trying to cover in the courses that would fall under business and operations?
Right. So just as the name suggests, it's business and operations, primarily for business owners or the key people behind the desk, right? So these aren't the technicians who are going out into the field, but anyone from your team who really needs that wealth of knowledge to be a little bit more efficient in the office.
And so we have courses for that startup company where maybe they're just trying to understand, okay, I've never been a bookkeeper. Where do I put, you know, how do I put everything into my system? All the way on up to, you know, multi-million dollar corporations. In courses to be able to help them streamline their business, create more efficiencies and do things like that. You know, there's a lot of opportunity with that new perspective of that new business owner. And again, that more established business that may be in the same classroom where they're having conversations and they're both really learning from each other.
Absolutely.
So the next one we have is customer experience. Tell me a little bit about that.
The great thing about customer experience is there's a lot of role play opportunities in these courses where one of my favorite examples is you have a contractor who goes up and they're pretending to walk up to a homeowner, right? And there's a little sound effect that goes off in the background. It's a dog barking, right? It seems something so trivial, but just acknowledging that there's a dog in the home, like, oh my gosh, how's Fido doing? Or is he friendly? Like, can I say hello, something like that, instead of just blocking or not just sticking to a script, right?
Right.
So breaking away from that a little bit more. Or if you notice that someone has kids in the home, is that, oh my goodness, I have some kids too. They're always getting out in the backyard, you know, whatever the case may be. But acknowledging the environment that you're walking into, it's something so small, but just one little takeaway that you can sign.
Sure. Tell me a little bit about marketing. I think that's a big topic for a lot of business owners today.
It is, yes. There's so many different types of marketing, and it's easy to get overwhelmed, right? You have all of your social medias, you have your website, and any number of other resources that are out there, right? Do I want to start a blog? Do I want to be that powerhouse of information that people go to as a resource? What does it take to do that? Can I use AI, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we go into all those.
And then, of course, sales training.
Yes.
Selling at the kitchen table.
Absolutely. Got to be able to do that. That's the foundation.
Yep. And then we move into technical training. And so you work with one of your counterparts, and a good portion of this workbook is actually dedicated to that technical training. And we've got a lot of different categories, starting off with residential.
Right.
And then it moves into commercial, controls, VRV, product and knowledge training, miscellaneous training. Now, I said earlier, you've been working on a big project with PNNL, and they're working with the Department of Energy on this designation for contractors. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yes. So very excited to announce that we are DOE Energy Skilled approved.
And what does that mean to a contractor?
Right. So for a contractor, what that means is once you complete this course, you are certified not just with us, but also through the Department of Energy.
Mm-hmm.
And they have their own, think of it like Google. They have their own search engine that's specific to this recognition for heat pumps. And now that we are on that list as well, that means that as a contractor, you have free leads. So anybody who is already passionate about energy efficiency and things of that matter, they know that you're an expert. You've gone through the training and it's nationally recognized.
Okay. And so we're offering that. You worked on getting our sales and application course, which was a kind of a crossover event, if you will, where you worked directly with our technical team and putting together a training for salespeople so they could understand how to properly size, how to properly select, and then make sure that you have the appropriate airflow for the system so that it works properly. And so you've worked to put all of this together, and now that is actually certified. That course is certified by PNNL.
Yes.
So that it has that energy skill designation associated with it.
Absolutely. I think all of our contractors should be taking that course.
So that's super, super exciting. So again, for all of the guests that are out there, how can they learn more about the HVAC Learning Campus? Where do they go to get all this great information?
You go to the website, www.hvaclearningcampus.com. That's the best place to start.
All right. Do you have any final thoughts or words of wisdom that you want to share with our audience here?
I would say go onto the website today. This is your call to action. Really put yourself out there. Think about some of the gaps that you know you already have. Or if you're not even sure yet, go to a summit. Right, go to one of our big events that are coming up, and I guarantee you will learn something new or find that gap that you need to fill.
Jillian, it has been a pleasure having you here. I really appreciate you coming on. For all of you that are out there, please, if you liked this episode, go ahead and hit that like button. Also, make sure that you hit that follow button so that you're informed of all of our upcoming episodes. Jillian, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.